That music can only mean one thing. It is a Tech Tuesday around these here parts at WGN Radio. And Roger Chang is on the air with us, executive editor over at CNET. You can find him at CNET.com. Roger, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Yesterday, I have two sons that were sitting in front of the TV. The volume was blasted. They were hooting and hollering. And I said, what is going on? And they said, E3. And my husband said, that's the Super Bowl for gamers. What is E3 and why is it so exciting?
Well, your husband's correct. E3 is one of the biggest video game conferences of the year. It's really where the video game industry shows off a lot of the new hardware, a lot of the new games, and really kind of teases out what the video game world looks like in the coming year.
So what's new? What's happening? What were they hooting and hollering about?
They were likely hooting and hollering about a couple of things. I think Microsoft introduced the new version of its Xbox coming next year. It runs 8K video, which we're still waiting for 4K stuff, so they're already kind of feature-proofing themselves. But really, I think the game that stole the show so far is a game called Cyberpunk 2077, and it's really notable because Keanu Reeves is actually going to be in the game. He actually showed up at the press conference, which I think it drove people crazy. Obviously, Keanu Reeves, off of the high of John Wick 3, is a pretty buzzy guy, and so he really got gamers just really, really jazzed up.
Roger, do you foresee a day where Keanu Reeves is in every video game, or is this a rarity?
I mean, isn't he already?
Oh, yeah, I think he is.
He was in all the Matrix movies. I mean, it was a good prelude to the reality of Keanu Reeves just being everywhere.
Yep.
And there are celebrities involved in gaming. Wasn't Macaulay Culkin involved in the new Toe Jam and Earl?
Look, celebrities and video games go kind of hand in hand, and so it's an easy way for a video game publisher to really drum up some attention by partnering up with a big name.
All right, so Nintendo, what are they doing that's exciting everyone?
Nintendo actually has its press conference. It starts in about 10 minutes. They're going to offer up some more details we expect on some of their key games, whether it's Smash Brothers, whether it's Mario Maker 2, or the new Pokemon game they've been touting the last couple of weeks. So we should hear a bit more information about that.
Are these strictly new games, Roger, or do they have new consoles coming out, any of the companies?
So we're kind of in that mid-cycle. We're not quite ready for new hardware yet, but Microsoft did show off, or at least tease, the next Xbox. That's the Project Scarlet box that's supposed to run 8K video, be four times as fast as the current console, but that's not coming out until next year. Sony's also teased out its next-generation hardware, but that's also not for this year as well. So we can expect new hardware, but it's just not going to be for a little while.
And where does virtual reality stand? Is it getting more momentum, or is it losing?
VR is still kind of a gimmick at this point. It's a great segue to another story we wrote up. Imagine Dragons is actually partnering up with a VR game called Beat Saber. It's sort of like Guitar Hero, but you're instead of playing guitar, you're using virtual swords to slash through keynotes. And so VR is definitely it's one of those technologies that have been so heavily hyped up, but the letdown has been kind of as dramatic as well. So it's still out there, but it's really still at this point trying to figure out what its audience is.
Am I the only one who's surprised that a lot of these bands prior to Imagine Dragons sold their soul to the Guitar Hero and thing and Rock Band, like the Beatles? That shocked me that their catalog just came out. All the other bands, that kind of surprised me. Am I the only one that was surprised by that?
Yeah, you have to remember, it was a huge phenomenon for a while, right? Everyone was either buying a Rock Band set or a Guitar Hero set, and just that was going to be the wave of the future for gaming. It quickly fizzled out, but I remember, rocking out with my friends on the Rock Band set, and, it was fun while it lasted.
See if you can give me the answer to this, Roger. The very first Rock Band involved in a video game. Can you do that?
You'll, you know what? You stuck me.
Metallica?
No. Journey In 1983, they had their own video game. They were the first band in a rock in a.
They had their own video game.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I can't even imagine.
It was not good.
Well, 1983, was it an Atari game or was that?
I can't remember if it was Atari or Intellivision. It was one or the other.
Steve Perry trying to beat up other bands. What? Yeah. I don't even understand what the concept could have been.
We used to play it and we couldn't understand the concept. It didn't make sense.
That is so funny. Yeah. All right, well, put that in your arsenal, Roger, for a trivia question that no one will care about.
Mm-hmm.
And Amazon Prime Day, when is it? What's happening? People get excited about it.
Right, Amazon Prime Day, it started off as just like a little promotional stunt to celebrate its own anniversary, and it's become this huge phenomenon. It's basically the Black Friday of summer. We don't have an official date, but July 15th is sort of what the rumors are pointing to. There's already a bunch of Amazon gear on sale, but you could expect a huge amount of stuff. But keep in mind, it's not all great stuff that's on discounted, right? There's a lot of crap that's discounted, but there's also a lot of good steals. But yeah, right now we're looking at July 15th as sort of the big day.
What are the items that are, electronics? Where do you go for a great deal on Amazon Prime Day? What's the specialty?
Oftentimes, electronics definitely get the most generous discounts. Particularly, Amazon products. Surprise, surprise! If you're looking for an Echo Dot or an Echo Hub, those are the ones that tend to get the best discounts. You also see discounts on TVs, video games, really just a wide array of products. But electronics in general tend to get some of the best deals.
Is there a new Nintendo Switch coming out, or did it?
There are constant rumors about a new Nintendo Switch. Nintendo's confirmed that we won't be seeing one here at E3. We might see one later this year, but that's still kind of unclear.
That's one of the most fun systems.
Yeah.
You see people. I mean, you can honestly bring it anywhere, put it on any TV.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. With Toys R Us,
it's the best. It's the best console for a parent who's got a couple of kids that they're juggling, right? Because I can put it down immediately and run off to the kid, come back, and if the kids are monopolizing the TV, you've got your own little screen to play on.
Right.
Roger, with Toys R Us going under last year, did that affect video game sales dramatically, or are people getting them different ways?
I think people are getting them in different ways. I mean, you're also seeing struggles at GameStop as well, another brick-and-mortar retailer. But keep in mind that folks are buying games in different ways, right? They are buying them through Amazon. It's increasingly popular to either stream games or download games. You talk about the Switch. Nintendo has its own eShop that you can download games from. So this hasn't necessarily hurt the overall video game sales, but it's a more reflection of how we're buying things differently nowadays.
I'm thinking about it. I have a 16-year-old and 20-year-old, so really into the games. We used to go to GameStop or Toys R Us or Best Buy all the time, and now Amazon makes it so sometimes you can get same-day delivery of these things. It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of these consoles are making it easier for you just to download the game, so you don't actually need a physical disc anymore. So it's even easier to get a game without having to go out to a store.
All right, well, Tech Tuesday, and he is Roger Chang, executive editor over at CNET. What are you working on right now? You're going to be at E3?
Fortunately, my colleagues are handling the craziness of E3. I'm looking at other issues. It's the one-year anniversary of the net neutrality laws being struck down by the FCC, so I'm really hunkering down on that.
All right, well, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Roger. Roger Chang of CNET. We'll take a break. We'll get you some news and then more of us, Bill and Wendy on WGN.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand. He's in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.